Well, as the federal government attempts to wrestle the vaccine rollout back on track, the disability sector is seeking urgent talks. Thousands of people with a disability who live in group homes are still waiting for their first vaccine dose, despite being told they were a priority. And some of the 500,000 Australians with an intellectual disability, many of whom don't live in group homes, are feeling left behind and confused. Eliza Hull reports.
The pandemic has made life more challenging for many people with a disability, which is why the vaccine rollout is being watched so closely. Caitlin Sayers has an intellectual disability, and she still doesn't know when she'll get her first shot.
It's confusing enough as it is for people with disability, let alone having an intellectual disability. I think there should be more information, like, given out on disability about what you can do, when you can go, and where to go.
As someone who doesn't live in a group home, the 26-year-old is unsure if she fits into the criteria for the Phase 1B rollout, where those eligible must have a severe intellectual disability.
If you have a minor intellectual disability, are they classifying that as severe or are they classifying it as minor? Like, where do you sit in that spectrum?
Inclusion Australia, which represents people with intellectual disability, has been lobbying the federal government to prioritise all the people with intellectual disability for the first vaccine doses, not just those who are categorised as severe. Catherine McAlpine is the organisation's CEO.
The wording of significant intellectual disability is problematic. It doesn't meet with any of the existing definitions of intellectual disability. It doesn't make it clear whether or not there's a cutoff. Certainly from Inclusion Australia's point of view, we believe that all people with intellectual disability should have access, early access to the vaccine because of the additional supports they need to practice physical distancing or hygiene and because of underlying medical conditions. And in this case, we would say the definition of intellectual disability is enough.
She says those people with intellectual disability who aren't in a group home may not have an ongoing relationship with their GP and therefore wouldn't know if they're eligible to take part in the 1B rollout.
So I don't think there's enough clear and accessible information for people with intellectual disability. It's a real problem that the messaging from the government is confusing for all of us, but it's a very big problem that people with intellectual disability who might not have formal supports do not have accessible information on where to get information about the vaccine at the moment.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Health says accessible information about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout for people with disability is available on a dedicated page on the Department of Health website and is regularly updated as new information becomes available. The statement says that the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has set the parameters of who is eligible for each phase of the vaccine rollout based on risk. Caitlin Sayers would feel reassured if everyone with an intellectual disability was vaccinated in the first phase.
Like, if I caught it, I'd be freaking out. Like, I wouldn't be able to cope in a hospital. I should feel like I should have been considered in the first rollout. I feel scared not knowing, like, what's going on and that I'm not vaccinated.
That's Caitlin Sayers ending that report from Eliza Hull.